here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 22nd of August, 2017. It's the birthday of the writer who suggested they put on her tombstone, wherever she went, including here, it was against her better judgment. Dorothy Parker, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1893, went to a Catholic elementary school, though she was Jewish, asked to leave after she referred to the Immaculate Conception as spontaneous combustion. She became a theater critic at Vanity Fair, wrote book reviews for The New Yorker and short stories and poems, died in 1967, and bequeathed her entire estate to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. It's the birthday of the novelist Annie Proulx, born 1935, Norwich, Connecticut, author of The Shipping News, which won the Pulitzer Prize when it came out in 1993. Her family came from Quebec down to Connecticut, went to college briefly, left to get married. She had children, later went back to college, but decided she wasn't fit for the academic life. She said, "I'm not a person who works well with others, having to get along with people you don't respect very much, having to deal with a bureaucracy, just the whole weight of idiots turned me off." She got divorced. She raised three sons as a single mother. She earned money by writing how-to books and then short stories about rural life, many of them involving hunting and fishing. She was 56 when her first novel came out, Postcards. She was living in Newfoundland at the time and working on her second novel, The Shipping News, about a sad man who moves to a little fishing village in Newfoundland. Her latest novel, which took her 10 years to write, is Barkskins, 700 pages about deforestation and capitalism. Annie Proulx, who said you should write because you love the shape of stories and sentences and the creation of different worlds on a page. Writing comes from reading, and reading is the finest teacher of how to write. And it's the birthday of the science fiction and fantasy writer Ray Bradbury, born Waukegan, Illinois, 1920, grew up reading Jules Verne and H.G. Wells. He started writing when he was 12 years old back in 1932 and said that he wrote every single day of his life from then on, author of The Martian Chronicles, Fahrenheit 451, Farewell Summer. Ray Bradbury, who said, "I don't try to describe the future, I try to prevent it." He said, "Go to the edge of the cliff and jump off, build your wings on the way down." Here's a poem by Dorothy Parker, Inscription for the Ceiling of a Bedroom. Daily dawns another day, I must up to make my way, though I dress and drink and eat, move my fingers and my feet, learn a little here and there, weep and laugh and sweat and swear, hear a song or watch a stage, leave some words upon a page, claim a foe or hail a friend, bed awaits me at the end. Though I go in pride and strength, I'll come back to bed at length. Though I walk in blinded woe, back to bed I'm bound to go. High my heart or bowed my head, all my days but lead to bed, up and out and on and then, ever back to bed again. Summer, winter, spring and fall, I'm a fool to rise at all. Dorothy Parker's poem, Inscription for the Ceiling of a Bedroom, from her Complete Poems, published by Penguin Classics, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.